Last time I left you with the following question. What commandments are Yeshua talking about when he made the following statement in John chapter 14 and verse 15? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. The same commandments that the foreigner and stranger, such as Ruth, desired to do when she said she would accept the God of Israel as her own. Some will say all we are required to do is love Adonai and love one another. This is true, but ask yourself, how do we do this? The challenge is knowing what applies to whom and in relation to the new covenant. In earlier episodes, we explored Torah. I had stated that Torah offers instructions that are both specific to a certain people, whether the priests, king of Israel, men or women, but that there are also instructions that apply to all people. The ratification of the new covenant does not change many of these instructions. When we recognize that the intent of the covenant Adonai made with Israel through Moses, it was to distinguish a single nation from all other nations, a nation unique in that Adonai identified Israel by placing his name upon them. As the only God and creator of all things, he gave them specific instructions that no other nation had. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6. For you are a people set apart as holy for Adonai your God. Adonai your God has chosen you out of all the peoples of the face of the earth to be his own unique treasure. Adonai's own unique treasure, in other words, one of a kind. Ultimately, when more is expected, more is required. The new covenant does not replace this relationship, but adds to it. It isn't about replacing Israel, as many will teach. But just as the foreigner and stranger mentioned previously, it is becoming part of a people with whom the covenant is made. Joel reminds the Ephesians of their former state in chapter 2 and verses 11 and 12. Therefore remember your former state, you Gentiles by birth, called uncircumcised by those who merely because of an operation on their flesh are called the circumcised. At that time had no Messiah. You were estranged from the national life of Israel. You were foreigners to the covenants embodying God's promises. You were in this world without hope and without God. Ultimately, we are not talking about a new entity, but rather the inclusion of a people, the nations, who were once excluded, but now as part of the new covenant are able to enter without physical circumcision, but rather a circumcised heart. During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath, to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom, thank you for listening.